Missouri Net News is presented by the Springfield, Missouri Convention and Visitors Bureau. Discover why, if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield, Missouri. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. St. Louis is head over heels following this morning's announcement. Bill Pollack reports.
The 2020 U.S. Olympics gymnastics trials for both men and women will be held in St. Louis next June at Enterprise Center. The competition will select America's team for the Tokyo Olympics. The 2020 Summer Olympics will run in Tokyo.
A bill that would require an outside panel to handle college sexual assault and harassment cases is poised for state Senate debate again this week. The bill would require administrative courts to hear the complaints. And that's why Joplin Republican and attorney Bill White opposes the bill, because he says that's the wrong court.
For both parties, this is such a life-impacting event. I think you've got to have due process out there, and real due process, I think, going through a criminal or even a civil.
The bill is being pushed by lobbyist Richard McIntosh, whose wife serves on the Administrative Hearing Commission. State representatives have given initial approval today to a contentious proposal that would ask voters whether to do away with parts of the voter-approved Clean Missouri Amendment. The resolution aims to undo the portion letting the state auditor examine a nonpartisan demographer and would require the demographer to draw legislative districts. Kansas City Democrat John Carpenter calls out bill sponsor Dean Plocker.
Dozens and dozens of lines of our state constitution that were enacted just months ago by an overwhelming majority in this state are being deleted by the gentleman's proposal.
Plocker of Eastern Missouri's De Pere says voters still get a choice.
Yeah, there are a lot of lines being drawn out. I contend is for the betterment. We're not unilaterally, though, overturning the will of the voter here.
The proposal needs one more favorable vote to head to the Senate. Governor Parson has called for a special election to fill two vacancies in the House. Bill Wise reports.
That is due to the resignation of Representative Gene Evans, who was recently named executive director of the Missouri Republican Party, and the appointment of Representative Scott Fitzpatrick as Missouri State Treasurer. The special election for the 158th District and the 99th District will be held on November 5th of this year.
After being closed for 9 weeks, the Trenton License Office in Northwest Missouri has reopened at a new location. It is co-located with the Trenton Area Chamber of Commerce, which has sponsored the license office the past 33 years. In February, fire and smoke consumed the previous location and destroyed two adjacent businesses. A $15,000 reward is being offered for information about fires in southeast Missouri that destroyed the former Parma mayor's home and city hall last week. The city of Parma is offering the reward. This is Missouri Net.